In the name of Jesus, who appears to Thomas and gives us a blessing for those who believe and has not seen. Amen. So in our gospel reading, Thomas is referred to as a twin, and I'd like to look in double today as we approach this gospel text. We can think of signs and belief, a double or a twin that goes together. And I'd like to look at peace in two aspects, peace as negative and peace as positive, or peace as not fighting and peace as reconciliation. They go together. Thomas the twin teaches us today in our gospel reading. St. Augustine, a famous Christian pastor and theologian, reflected on the scriptures, and he said the scriptures are signs which signify Christ, signs which point to Christ. And although we haven't seen Jesus, we believe in Jesus, and the signs point to faith. The Gospel of John ends with these words. These things, or literally these signs it refers to, are written that you may believe and have a significant life in Jesus' name, that by believing you may have abundant eternal life in Him. Signs to belief. Well, if you drive right, or if you ride a bike, or even if you walk, you realize that signs can be clear, and signs can be followed. There's a stop sign, right? Maybe over here. You stop at the stop sign, others do too. It's clear, you follow and stop. But we all know, right? Signs can also be clear, and signs can be ignored. There's a stop sign, you roll into the stop, the bike flies by, you just keep on going. The stop sign is clear. You ignore it. That's an interesting way to look at our gospel reading too. Jesus performs many signs that are clear in John's gospel. These signs point to significance and belief in Jesus. There's lots of signs. There's the sign of Jesus turning water into wine. There's the sign of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And all of these signs are written that you may believe in Jesus. And while in the gospel, right, these signs are pretty clear, and you can study them, and you can note them and count them up. There's actually seven. We all know they're not always followed. And while they might be clear to some, they're not clear to all. And I think that's where Thomas comes in. Thomas at the end of all these signs. Thomas is there to show us that although the signs may be clear, they're not always read. It sounds very modern to me. We see today in our gospel reading from John, Jesus is risen. The risen Jesus appears clearly to the fearful disciples on Easter evening. One of the disciples, Thomas, is not there. And did you notice when Jesus appears, there's a twin happening? Jesus gives peace twice, once and then again. Thomas misses it. Jesus then appears again to Thomas. Thomas, who does not see the sign actually, but hears about it and knows the significance, but does not believe. For the other disciples, it's clear. But what about Thomas? Jesus then, of course, 8 days later, Easter Sunday 2, that's why we have the reading today, a full week from the first Easter, Jesus appears to Thomas. And Jesus is that sign standing right before him. And Jesus says, Thomas, put your hands into my hands. Put your life into my life. I am the sign that gives you significance, and I will lead and guide you to abundant life. And Thomas believes. Thomas believes. He sees the sign and finally sees the significance. Signs and significance in Jesus. What are some signs that we might have? Signs, I think, which are clear, but do they lead to significance and point to belief? I haven't seen Jesus face to face, but we all see Jesus in the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, don't we, in one another? Jesus who lives in believers and who guides believers and acts for us in significant ways through each other. How about this for a sign? Do we read it as pointing to belief or not? Our prayer group that we have on Sunday, prayers asked for in faith. The signs could be very bad. Sickness, despair, trouble on all fronts. Yet the prayer request is clear, pointing to belief in Jesus, that Jesus is our significant Lord and Savior. Or what about even simple things that I went through this last week? I was kind of blown away by all the birthday greetings that everyone gave me. And under those birthday greetings was a significant message that I am blessed for another year, another trip around the sun, another year with Jesus, the Son of Righteousness in me. It was a sign leading to significance and belief in Jesus. Do we look at the signs in our life like that? Do they point us away or do they point us to Jesus? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet see the significance and yet believe in Jesus that He is there. He was for Thomas. He is for us too. Signs and significance, a twin, right? What about that other twin in our reading? Jesus gives peace twice in our reading. Peace. In the Hebrew, peace is a peace, especially with one another. And in Greek, it has a little more of a nuance of peace within oneself. And you put it together, the Old Testament and the New Testament in Jesus, those signs, and you have a significant peace both without and a peace both within. A twin peace that goes together. And Jesus gives this peace twice. And there's another aspect of peace, isn't there? Like I remember as a kid with a sibling, peace would be not fighting with your brother or sister. That's a negative peace, and that's better than fighting. Thomas is not there. It's kind of a negative. He doesn't believe. But Jesus goes further and gives peace again, doesn't he? He wants to lead from negative to positive. And not just not fighting or not believing, but actually being one with one another and reconciling and having abundant faith. A positive peace. Isn't that what he wants? A negative to a positive. A peace which is fully without and within realized in a harmony that we have with God and with one another. And doesn't that sum up the Ten Commandments to love God and to love one another? It is the way to a peaceful, good life. Jesus wants to show that to Thomas too. A twin of belief, significance, a twin of peace in all aspects. Jesus says to reach out to Thomas and take this peace. Reach out and realize this belief. Sometimes, right, we can have our doubts, maybe even our disbeliefs. It's good to kind of think in terms of twins for us, isn't it? Jesus doesn't lecture Thomas, he appears. And Jesus meets our doubts and our cries of faith and our laments and even our complaints and our fighting sometimes when we know we shouldn't. He meets that with his presence and his forgiveness. And we realize then that in Jesus we walk by faith in him and not by sight, but he is with us. I mentioned our reading has a bunch of twins in it, doesn't it? Peace. Sign, significance, Thomas named the twin. But actually, if you look closely, peace is given not twice, but three times. Jesus comes back and gives peace a third time. A peace which transcends even all these laments and disbelief and doubt. A peace which pushes forward. A peace which surpasses all knowledge. A peace full of courage that we are with Jesus. I saw a sign of this peace. I was in India teaching through Concordia College, New York, and they took me to the shrine of Thomas, and they took me to the gravesite of Thomas, Thomas, that Jewish disciple of Jesus, who existed in a Roman multicultural empire, who somehow traveled all the way to India, which was as different a culture then as it is now, Thomas, who pointed to Jesus in India, his significant Savior, Thomas, who was led there by Jesus. I think it's a pretty accurate tradition. And seeing that grave there, it signified something to me. It signified the peace that Jesus gives, and it signified the fact that Jesus can make all things possible and even turn a doubter into a great advocate and missionary and believer in Jesus. There have been Christians in India probably ever since. They're still there now today, worshiping in spirit with us. All the way back to Thomas. Thomas, who received a threefold peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which led him to go even past his doubts, even further in belief, to seeing something that I'm sure was beyond even what he could imagine before. Isn't that how faith works? We live our lives, don't we, with all the doubts and laments and concerns we have. We look to Jesus. We point to him. And we trust that there will one day for us be a time when we will receive total peace, when we will see Jesus face to face in the final resurrection, when we will be raised, when we will realize that new heaven and new earth. That will happen to us. And until then, it's good to read the signs. Read the signs of Scripture. Hear the signs of the needs of one another. Listen to the signs of prayers in our hearts, that they all point us to Jesus, to his risen and abundant eternal life. Amen.